Time is running out. And it doesn't matter what age we are. Be we old, be we young, and be we someplace in between. Jesus is calling us this day to be his followers. And while he calls us, it's not quite as dramatic as Jonah. For we were not placed in the belly of a whale for 3 days. But at least he had to find a place to confine Jonah and to keep him in a place of solitude, as strange as that was, and as unprepared and as ill-equipped as he felt he was to do any announcing of any kind of word of God, he did, and saved all of Nineveh. Today, our world is crying out for each one of us. And we might say, well, how and where? What? Don't look for big things, but just look for places of silence, of quiet, where we can hear what God is asking of us. As Ron Rollheiser says in one of his books years ago, people are still coming as they were coming to Jesus, looking for healing, looking to touch him. And how can that happen today? He said, we, right here, all of us, we are the hem of Christ's garment. And we have become that through the Word of God and through this Eucharist. And now we are the source for people to come and touch and be healed by your presence, by your love, by your care, in the tiniest little ways. God is asking of us to be his follower, to be his disciple, to be the sign of his presence in the world. I shared this last Sunday with people at 9, but I felt it is quite appropriate again for today, and I wanted to share it with you. But my dear friend, a woman I have come to love over many, many years, Therese Vanier, the oldest sister, oldest sibling of John Vanier, who died last September of 2014. But I had many wonderful moments with this great lady over the years, many wonderful encounters with her in so many places. And before she died, because she really believed that she was a disciple of Jesus, she founded the first hospice palliative care unit in London. She founded the first large community in England, outside of London. Again, many other remarkable things. But she wrote this prayer because she felt she was a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Jesus. And as I kept on reflecting on this all week long, I thought, it has so much to help us, to show us how to be those followers. And so she prays, may oppressed people everywhere and those who oppress them free each other. May those who are handicapped and those who think they are not take the time to help each other. May those who need someone to listen to them, oh, how important that is, touch the hearts of those who are too busy. May the homeless at our Metanoia right here bring joy to those who open their doors reluctantly. May the lonely of this world, of this city, of our neighborhoods, heal those who think they are self-sufficient. May the poor melt the hearts of those who are wealthy and rich. May seekers of truth give life to those who are satisfied that they have found it. May the dying who do not wish to die be comforted by those who find it hard to live. May those who feel unloved be allowed to unlock the hearts of those who cannot love. May prisoners find true freedom and liberate others from fear. May those who sleep on our streets share their gentleness with those who simply cannot understand them. May the hungry tear the veil from the eyes of those who do not hunger after justice. And may those who live without hope cleanse the hearts of their brothers and sisters who are afraid to live. May the weak confound the strong and save them. May violence be overcome by people of compassion. May violence be absorbed by men and women of peace. May violence succumb to those who are totally vulnerable, that we all may be healed. Amen. Thank you, Therese. I hope and pray that her prayer, as it has helped me, helps you to be a follower of Jesus.